When I'm in need, I call on the Lord. Yes, he hears me, yes, he helps me. He is faithful and true. Won't forget his own.
Won't forget his own.
My companion, my best friend, the only true God. There's no one greater. A wonderful Savior, Jesus, the Lion of Judah. Our God is tremendous, his strength never fails us. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty, he sends his angels to guide me. There is no sun too powerful. Our God cannot handle. Our God is a visibility, revealing you and me. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story.
When you're in me, you call on the Lord. And he hears you. Yes, he helps you. He is faithful and true. Won't forget his own.
Won't forget his own.
Your companion, your best friend, the only true God. There's no one greater. A wonderful Savior, Jesus, the Lion of Judah.
Our God is tremendous, his strength never fails us. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty. He sent his angels to guide me. There is no
sun too powerful.
Our God cannot handle. Our God is invisibility, revealing you and me. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story. When you're in trouble, Jehovah Nissi, the great enforcer, Altioni, will fight your battle. Oh yes, he will stand for you. The victory will come, not the way you think it should. Oh my great Jehovah, just loves a paradise. Just stand in your position, who worship miraculous, all into action. Our God is tremendous, his strength never fails us. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty. He sent his angels to guide me. There is no
sun too powerful.
Our God cannot handle. Our God is invisibility, revealing you and me. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story. Our God is tremendous, his strength never fails us. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty, he sends his angels to guide me. There is no
sun too powerful.
Our God cannot handle. Our God is invisibility, revealing you and me. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story.
Amen.
Take me past the arbor to the holy place. Past the praising altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Passing by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Won't you take me in by the blood of the Lamb? Lord, take take me into the holies of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coal, Lord, take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. One more time, take me past the outer courts. Take me past the outer courts into that holy place. Past the praising altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence, Lord. Take me into the holies of holies. Won't you take me by the blood of the Lamb? Take me into the holy of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coal, Lord, take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we express that song to you. Take us into the Holy of Holies, Lord. Father, to that place where we see things the way that we should. Father, to that place that we see things the way that you see things, that we see ourselves, that we see one another the way that you see us. Father, let us rise up above mortality upon this day, above that which is fleshly, Lord, above that which is carnal, above that which is transitory, that will pass away like the grass. And help us to rise unto that place that you may see things eternal, that you may see, Father, with anointed eyes. That as we'd come to the end of the service, Lord, we'd be changed within. Father, that you could do something wonderful for us, that if we could go from this place and never see things the same, how wonderful it would be. And Father, we know that each time you reveal something to us, we're never the same. We can never see it the same. Father, when you reveal your word, when you go back to it, even years gone by, we see it a different way. So Father, reveal yourself to us in a greater measure this day. Father, to them that don't know you, I pray that you'd reveal yourself. I pray that you'd reveal that, Father, you know the thoughts and intents of the heart. That, Father, there's nothing hidden from you. But, Father, that you search the reins. Father, you search the hearts of man. Hallelujah. Let it be so this day. Father, bless them gathering in like manner throughout this island. Father, Lord, your servants standing this day, bless them, we pray. Father, them that are away, be with them as well. Prayer has been prayed already for them. The requests that are before us, we commit them into your hands. Now as you open up the sacredness of your word, won't you fellowship with us once again as we sit at your feet in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints, we do greet you this morning in Jesus' name. It's a warm morning again. One of these days somebody will close the oven door, but it's been warm. Just greetings from Brother Vlad. Yesterday he was sending greetings. Brother Vlad and Sister Lydia, they're coming back 6th of August. They were asking to pass on their greetings. They're doing fine where they are. And one more announcement, communion service next weekend. Next Saturday is communion. So let's prepare for that. Romans chapter 8. Let's read from 28 to 31. On Friday we're having a look at sonship. We're looking at the foundation of our sonship. When did the believer become a son or a daughter of God? And we'll just continue with that thought. But today we'd like to maybe look a little bit more at the attributes of sonship. But let's have a look to see what the word says about this great plan of God. Romans 8, we'll read it from 28 to 31. You know, I like the way Paul starts off. He says, we know. It would be wonderful if we could say the same thing. He says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So for the whole world, not everything works together for their good. It only works together for the good of people that have two attributes He's given us there. To those who love God. And we saw on Friday that you cannot love God unless He first loved you. Because the Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. So everything works together for the good of them that God loves. And those who are the called according to His purpose. So not everyone's called. Not everyone is a son of God. As we saw on Friday, God has mercy on all His creation. But He has His sons and His daughters. And those, all things will work together for the good. Verse 29, Paul explains it better. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. So if God knew you before the foundation of the world, it's the same time when He knew that Jesus would come forth. And the same place that Jesus came from is the same place that you came from. And the same end that Jesus has is the same end that you will have. Because we'll be conformed into His image. We'll be like, we came from where He came from, so we go to where He goes. Is that not a wonderful thing? He says, whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. So friends, this is a great family that we're speaking about. Jesus is the firstborn of the family. But there's many other sons and daughters. But from the same family. Verse 30, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Then he concludes in verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord bless His word. You know, the prophet, whenever he speaks of these things as he came near the end of his ministry, whenever he spoke about the genes of God, that the sons of God, the daughters of God, were in the genes of God, that soul that you have, he says that soul is a gene of God. We were his seed, and he is the word. You know, so the prophet, whenever he speaks of this, he keeps bringing the same point. He says, doesn't that take away fear? And I think the real revelation of predestination, of sonship, fatherhood, it takes away fear. Because it's not what you can do. It's who He is. And it's what He's already done for you. You know, and it makes you love Him. There's something about that. The more you know Him, the more you know of His great mind towards you, towards me, it brings out something in that attribute that is in you that you just want to love Him more. And perfect love casts out fear. It brings trust. You know, if you have a real godly father, a godly mother, you know, and they really show fatherhood, motherhood to you.
Ils vous montrent la paternité et la maternité.
The more they express who they are to you, the more that you love them. If you're a genuine son, if you're a genuine daughter, the more that you reveal yourself in fatherhood, the more sonship comes back in return.
Les pères se révèlent en tant que père, plus le fils.
The more he reveals his fatherhood to us,
plus il se révèle sa paternité,
the more it quickens the attribute of sonship in us back to
plus
him.
La ranime les attributs de nous en tant que
and
fils.
That's the way that God gets the best out of his people.
C'est ainsi que Dieu fait sortir le meilleur de ses
enfants. God will never get the best out of his people at Mount Sinai. He
Dieu
never did.
N'a jamais obtenu le meilleur de ses enfants.
That brought forth servanthood.
Cela a amené la prédication.
But when he poured forth the spirit of sonship on the day of Pentecost,
lorsqu'il a déversé l'esprit de
to quicken that gene that was in his sons and his daughters, to bring it to life, That's how he gets the best from his children.
C'est de là qu'il a reçu le meilleur.
When you realize who he is and what he has done for you.
Vous réalisez qui il est et ce qu'il fait pour vous.
When you realize what God thinks about you.
Lorsque vous comprenez ce que Dieu pense de vous.
What God has done for you.
Ce que Dieu a fait pour
vous. Even before we got here.
Même avant d'arriver ici.
The great provision that he made.
À la grande provision qu'il avait faite.
If you catch a revelation of that,
si vous saisissez la révélation,
it's going to make you want to serve him.
Cela vous fera le servir.
It's going to make you want to worship him.
Cela fera que vous puissiez
l'adorer. That's the natural result, the natural reaction.
C'est le résultat naturel ou la réaction.
To an unveiling of these great thoughts of redemption that God has towards us.
De ces grands plans de rédemption que Dieu a.
And the prophet says that when the seals were opened, he says, "What were the seals?"
Et le prophète dit que lorsque les sceaux étaient ouverts,
he says, "They're the seals of redemption." It's this great thoughts of God which were sealed away in this great plan of redemption.
Cette grande pensée de Dieu qui avait scellé ce grand qui était scellé dans le grand.
That had been lost through time, many of the truths, the mysteries of redemption.
À par le temps dans les mystères.
But then in the end time, those seals are opened.
Mais au temps de la fin, ces sceaux étaient révélés.
And God really reveals who he is.
Et Dieu a révélé qui il est.
He reveals who we are.
Il a révélé qui nous
he reveals what he thinks about
révèle
us.
Ce que nous, ce qu'il pense
and
de
friends,
nous.
When we fully have that revelation, we're
lorsque
going,
nous avons entièrement cette
we're not going to be in this body no more.
Right. Dans ce corps.
The full revelation of what was under those seals
de ce qui était sous les sceaux
will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Changé en un moment, en un clin d'œil.
That's what transforms us.
C'est ce qui nous
transforme. It's grace that transforms
c'est la grâce
us. It's not works.
Ce ne sont pas
it's not
œuvres.
Threats. God doesn't have to threaten us to serve him.
Dieu n'a pas besoin de nous menacer.
If that's how it is, we're under the wrong covenant here.
Si c'est ainsi, alors nous sommes sous une mauvaise alliance.
We love him because he first loved us.
Nous l'aimons parce qu'il nous a
he predestinated us.
Il nous a prédestinés.
To glory,
à la gloire,
to be conformed to the image of his son.
À l'image de,
he stored up an inheritance for us, the Bible says. An eternal inheritance.
L'héritance,
that
un
passes not away.
Éternel qui ne passe jamais.
Friends, that's enough.
Ça, c'est assez.
To make somebody maybe meditate on a little bit more than their problems.
qu'une personne puisse méditer davantage sur ses
problèmes. The prophet says in the message, Lamb's Book of Life.
Dans le message, le livre de
he says, now believer, have you got your joy shoes on?
Maintenant, croyant, avez-vous
when he speaks of predestination,
de vos chaussures de
he says, have you got your joy shoes on? Because it will make you joyful.
De joie parce que cela vous
he says, listen to this.
Écoutez ceci.
If you are a Christian,
si vous êtes un chrétien,
if you are truly God's child,
si vous êtes vraiment un fils de Dieu,
the Bible said,
la Bible dit,
not no preacher,
pas un
but the Bible.
Mais la Bible.
It said your names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Votre nom a été écrit dans le livre de vie de l'agneau avant la fondation.
He says, oh my.
Oh,
the same time that Christ,
au même moment que Christ,
that God sent Christ to be slain,
que Dieu a envoyé Christ pour être immolé,
he wrote your name with his.
Il a écrit son nom avec le
he says, there you are.
Il dit, vous voici.
Your name was written.
Votre nom était écrit.
He said he deceived all great and small.
Il a séduit tous les grands
church members,
les membres de l'église,
pretended Christians.
Ceux qui prétendaient
he deceived chrétiens. All whose names were not written
il a
in the book of life.
Tous ceux dont les noms n'étaient pas écrits dans le livre de vie.
When?
Quand?
Before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation du monde.
God wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Dieu a écrit votre nom avant la fondation du monde.
By his spoken word.
Par sa parole parlée.
So God actually spoke you at that time.
Dieu vous a parlé en ce temps-là.
Maybe you didn't come into manifestation in flesh until this generation.
Peut-être que vous n'avez pas été manifesté jusqu'à cette génération.
But God spoke your name.
Mais Dieu a parlé votre nom.
The prophet says that he says he thought of you.
Il a pensé de
then
vous.
He spoke your name.
Et il a parlé votre
then
nom.
He wrote you in his book.
Et il vous a écrit dans le livre.
And friends, when he speaks something,
lorsqu'il parle quelque chose,
it's going to come to pass.
Ça va arriver.
And at the same time when he spoke your name,
au même moment, quand il a prononcé votre
Paul
nom,
is telling us, that's when he called you.
Paul dit, c'est alors qu'il vous a appelé.
All that he foreknew, he called them.
Tous ceux qu'il connaissait avant, il les a appelé.
So friends, when you were playing around with your little dinky cars,
avec votre voiture,
or kicking the football with your short trousers when you were in junior school,
ou en train de, frapper
you didn't know it. But there was a call on your life.
You
were called.
Vous étiez appelé.
You were called.
Vous étiez appelé.
And you can never get away from that call. There's so many that are not called.
Il y en a beaucoup qui ne sont pas
There's appelés. Nothing in them to respond
Il n'y a rien en eux qui puisse répondre
to the voice of God.
À la voix de Dieu.
That there was always something in you and always something in me.
En vous, quelque chose en moi.
The prophet says, if you trace back to when you were young,
si vous retracez quand vous étiez jeune,
he says it in things that are to be.
Dans les choses qui doivent être.
He says when the other children would laugh at the things of God,
les autres enfants pouvaient se moquer de choses de Dieu,
the other children would do things that were disrespectful. There was something inside of you and you didn't know why, but you were different.
Vous ne saviez pas quoi, mais vous étiez différent.
There was something that kept you.
Il y a quelque chose qui vous a gardé.
When others maybe would blaspheme,
peut-être lorsque les autres pouvaient blasphémer,
there was something in you that had a respect.
Il y a quelque chose à l'intérieur qui avait du respect.
He says it's that attribute.
C'est cet attribut.
It's that gene that God planted in there.
Que Dieu avait planté dedans.
Because you were a son.
Parce que vous étiez un fils.
But you didn't yet realize that you were a son.
Pas encore réalisé que vous
you hadn't
un
yet
fils.
Come to receive
vous
the spirit of sonship.
L'esprit d'être fils.
So though you were a son,
si, même si vous étiez fils,
there was nothing in you to quicken that attribute of being a son.
Cet attribut d'être fils.
It's the Spirit of God
c'est l'esprit de Dieu
that quickens that attribute.
Qui vivifie cet attribut.
And the Bible says, because we are sons,
dit, parce que nous sommes fils,
he has poured the Spirit of sonship into us.
De fils en nous.
And that brings forth a manifestation
cela, fait sortir la
by which we cry, Abba Father.
Par laquelle nous crions, Abba
now we call out to him as Abba
et
Father.
Nous l'invoquons en tant
we didn't
Père.
Know that he was Abba. He was always
il
Abba Father to us.
Été Abba Père pour nous.
We were always his sons and his daughters.
Ses fils et ses filles.
But we never knew it.
Mais nous les savions pas.
Because we bypassed our theophany.
Parce que nous
the
avons dépassé
we
notre
came straight from God's mind straight into the flesh.
Nous sommes venus directement de la pensée de Dieu.
But in
la
due season,
mais au temps convenable,
God passes your way.
Dieu vous visite.
And you hear his voice.
Et vous entendez
and
sa
he
voix.
Manifests his life.
Et il manifeste sa vie.
He reveals himself
il
in your age.
Dans votre âge.
And every one of the sons and daughters of
et
God recognize their father when he manifests himself.
Quand il se manifeste.
Others say it's Beelzebub.
D'autres l'ont appelé
he does it through the power of the devil.
Et qu'il le fait par le, la
but there was something in you that could never say it was Beelzebub. Because it was Papa. It was Daddy. When he revealed himself, though you didn't fully understand it at the time, but there was something inside of you that will always recognize the manifestation of your Father. If you come from God, there's going to be something new that's going to recognize your Father. Recognize where you came from. So he says he put before the foundation of the world your name in the Lamb's book of life by his spoken word. He's still speaking of before the foundation of the world. And he sent Christ, the sacrifice, to redeem
pour racheter
the same group,
le même groupe,
that he had wrote their names in the Lamb's book of life.
Dont il avait écrit les noms dans les livres de vie de l'agneau.
So there's something between the Lamb
il y a quelque chose entre l'agneau
and the sons and daughters of
et
God.
Les fils et les filles de Dieu.
We always associated together.
Nous sommes toujours associés ensemble.
As soon as God thought of you,
aussi longtemps que Dieu
he
a
thought
pensé,
of the Lamb.
Dès qu'il a pensé de vous, il a pensé à l'agneau.
The Lamb had to be slain.
L'agneau devrait être immolé.
It's because Jesus
parce que Jésus
is our big brother.
Est notre grand frère.
He's the firstborn in the family. That's what the Bible says. But God has many other sons and daughters who come from the same source as Jesus. Jesus was the fullness of the word. You and I aren't the fullness of the word. Made flesh. But we are the word made flesh. When that attribute of God is quickened by the Holy Ghost, it becomes the manifestation of God in flesh, the prophet said. When God quickens you and you do his business,
que vous faites ses affaires,
it's God doing his business.
C'est Dieu faisant ses business.
That's how the Father gets the job done.
Dieu, le Père fait ses affaires
in every age.
Dans chaque âge.
So Paul tells us that
si,
there were certain people that God did foreknow.
Il y avait un certain peuple que Dieu savait.
Now this isn't just an impersonal
ça, c'est
knowledge.
Pas juste limitation, la
but when God knew you before the foundation
mais,
of the world,
lorsque Dieu vous connaissait avant la fondation
as we saw on Friday, it's not like us.
Vendredi, c'est pas comme nous.
You never knew the children that were in you before they were expressed.
Vous ne connaissiez pas le Père
That God intimately knew his children in him before they were expressed. Because God is eternal. God doesn't have to wait for us to be born so that he can know us. He wants to commune with us and fellowship us, so we need to be expressed. Because while we're in God, we couldn't fellowship with him because we weren't expressed. But he knew us. He knew everything. Every detail about us.
Il connaissait chaque détail.
And not only did he know us,
non seulement qu'il nous connaissait,
but he loved us.
Mais il nous a aimés.
It says, Paul tells us that in Romans 9. He says, the purpose of God stands according to election.
Le dessein de Dieu selon la prédestination.
And before the children were born, God says, I love Jacob. God loved Jacob when he was still in God. He was his son. He says, he's my son. He's going to go through some hard times. He's going to pull some crooked deals. He's not going to recognize who he is for quite some time. But one day he's going to become Israel. Which is what I knew him from before the foundation of the world. He's going to manifest the reality of what he was in me. My son is going to be fully expressed. But he had to first meet God. He had to meet God face to face. And when he met God face to face, Jacob, all the old things passed away. And he started to manifest the attributes of his father. He started to manifest the word. Jacob started to bring forth as Israel the very things that he was predestinated to bring forth. And it's going to be the same with every son and daughter of God. That's why the prophet says in the church age book, God has never had a new thought about anything.
N'a jamais eu une nouvelle pensée à propos de quoi que ce soit.
Because he knows the end from the beginning.
Parce qu'il connaît la fin avant même le commencement.
He says, thus the thoughts of God are eternal.
Parce que les pensées de Dieu sont éternelles.
That's why you have eternal life.
C'est pourquoi vous avez la vie éternelle.
Because that gene in you was in God.
Parce que ces gènes en vous étaient en
Dieu. It was a thought.
Il était une pensée
in God.
Vous étiez une pensée
but
en
God's
Dieu.
Thoughts not are like our thoughts. Our
les
thoughts can come
Dieu
and go.
Pas comme les nôtres, les nôtres
our thoughts change. We can be wrong the way that we think.
Nous pouvons appartenir à ce que nous
pensons. But God's thoughts are real.
Mais les pensées de Dieu sont réelles.
He says God's thoughts are eternal.
Les pensées de Dieu sont éternelles.
They are real.
Et elles sont réelles.
They're not like a man with a blueprint.
Elles ne sont pas comme celles de l'homme.
That he draws up that one day will be translated into a substance.
Et que il fait un dessin qui sera un jour transformé.
You can
en
draw the plan of your house. The house isn't yet real.
Le plan de votre maison.
It's just
la
a blueprint.
Pas encore réel.
It's just your thoughts. It might never come to pass. In this economic climate, it'll probably never come to pass. But God's thoughts are not like that.
Mais les pensées de Dieu ne sont pas
when
ainsi.
God thought of you,
lorsque Dieu a pensé de
you were just as real as you are now.
Vous étiez aussi réel
but
que
you
vous
were in him.
Mais vous étiez en lui.
Because his thoughts are eternal, they're substance.
Pensées sont éternelles, elles sont substance.
He says,
il dit,
God's thoughts are already real and eternal
les
and part
de Dieu
of
sont
God.
Réelles et éternelles, elles font partie de Dieu.
He says, let's see how this works.
Dit, voyons comment est-ce que
God
ça marche.
Always had his thoughts for
Dieu
Adam.
A toujours eu ses pensées à propos d'Adam.
God loved Adam.
Dieu a aimé Adam.
God spoke of himself when
Dieu
he spoke of Adam.
De lui lorsqu'il a parlé d'Adam.
When God saw Adam in Eden,
lorsque Dieu a vu Adam en Eden,
on his own,
lui-même,
with his seeds not having yet been expressed,
avec sa semence, pas encore
God
exprimé,
said it's not good for man to be alone.
Dieu a dit qu'il n'était pas bon
because
que
God never
seul.
Wanted to be alone.
Parce que Dieu n'a pas voulu
God
être
always
seul.
Wanted to fellowship with his sons and his daughters.
Communier avec ses fils, ses filles.
Friends,
amis?
That's what God wants.
Parce que Dieu veut.
He wants worship.
Il veut l'adoration.
He wants fellowship.
Il veut la communion.
He wants communion with
communion
his children.
Avec ses enfants.
That pleases him.
Cela lui plaît.
And that's why when we worship him, it so pleases us as well.
Lorsque nous l'adorons, cela nous plaît.
Because that's what God always desired.
C'est ce que Dieu a toujours désiré.
Was fellowship.
Then
the prophet reads Psalm 139. He says, let's give you a little idea. Psalm 139, verse 15.
Psalm 115, verset 15.
This is what the psalmist said, but the prophet said it's the same with all of us, with Adam.
Dit, c'est la même chose avec chacun de nous.
Psalm 139, verse 15.
Le verset 15, le psaume 139.
This is David.
C'est David.
He says, my substance was not hidden from thee. When I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book were all my members written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. You know, all of us look in the mirror and say, I wish I was fatter, I wish I was shorter, I wish I wasn't so fat, I wish I had more hair, I wish I had, you know, I don't have to wear glasses. But God wrote it all in His book. Before you were born, even the hairs on your head are numbered. Friends, God wanted you to be the way that you are. So stop complaining about it. That really is the truth. Stop complaining. It's like you're saying to God, why did you make me thus? God knew why you needed to be the way that you are. Because before you came forth, He had already recorded each of the members in His book. That's how intimate God was when He thought about you. The prophet says the color of your eyes, everything that comes forth, everything is the way that it's supposed to be. Yes, the devil tries to get in and pervert things. But God always wins with His children. He'll always overrule what it is that the devil wants to do. You know, you'll always overrule what the devil wants to do. There was one brother who was in one of the full gospel businessmen meetings when the prophet had this mighty prayer line. And this brother had a crippled hand. And when the glory came down, the prophet says, anybody can be healed of anything now. And this brother wasn't healed of his crippled hand. And he went to the prophet, he was a real believer, and he asked the prophet, and he said, brother, I don't understand, but I believed. Why wasn't I healed? And the prophet said, it doesn't apply to things that are predestinated to you.
Ne s'applique pas aux choses qui te sont prédestinées.
He says that's a thorn in the flesh.
Ça, c'est une corne
dans la chair. It was predestinated to you.
Ça vous a été
so no matter what you try to do, it's for your good.
Peu importe ce que tu
like Paul's
faire,
eyes were for his good.
Comme les yeux
to keep him humble.
Pour le garder
so that he'd be faithful to the Father's business and not think it was his business.
Aux choses de Dieu et non pas penser à ses propres choses.
God knows what He's doing.
Et Dieu sait ce qu'il fait.
He made you the way that you are. It doesn't mean if you feel too fat, don't go on a diet. That's up to you. Maybe if you want to be more healthy, if you want to go and exercise, good stuff. But I don't think we should ever, as believers, have an inferiority complex. The best thing to do is go and fellowship with your Father a little bit. Bathe in His thoughts for a while. And you won't have an inferiority complex anymore. You may feel inferior in the world. But friend, there's another kingdom that's far more important than this kingdom. And you're highly thought of in that kingdom. You're not a servant, you're a son. There's a place reserved for you on the throne. He's building a city for His attributes, for His sons and His daughters. And He's going to build you a place there. Not only a theophany, but He's building you a place there. And the prophet says, imagine if a man had unlimited resources. And he was going to get married and he loved his bride. He would make everything to perfection to meet her taste. Everything that she liked, you would build it for her. He says, how much more the Lord? In what He's preparing for you. That's why it says, eye has not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love Him.
Dieu réserve pour ceux qui l'aiment.
And it's just a matter of time.
Et c'est juste une question de temps.
It's just there, an inheritance that's waiting
là,
for the sons and daughters
qui attend
of God.
Les fils et les filles de Dieu.
So the prophet speaks about that. He says, that'll give you an idea. It's not written about Adam. But it gives you the idea and knowledge that the thought was there in his mind.
Que ses pensées étaient là dans sa pensée.
In the church ages again, he says,
dans les âges de l'église, il dit,
he says, people will ask me,
les gens posent la question,
do you believe in the doctrine of the pre-existence of souls?
Si tu crois dans la doctrine de la
we don't believe
des
that,
âmes,
friends.
Nous ne croyons pas cela.
You didn't exist
vous n'avez pas
outside of God.
En dehors
you were
de
in
Dieu.
Him.
Vous étiez en lui.
It's like your son was in you. Your daughter was in
c'est
you.
Votre, vos enfants étaient en vous.
So you weren't fellowshipping with God in any other form but being in Him. That's what the prophet said.
Il n'y avait pas d'autre forme dans laquelle vous pouviez communier avec Dieu.
He says, I do not believe in that Mormon doctrine.
Je ne crois pas dans cette doctrine des Mormons.
Any more than I believe in reincarnation.
Plus que je ne crois pas dans
he says, be careful here, see this. It is not the person that came predestinated eternally from God.
Ce n'est pas une personne qui est venue prédestinée.
It is the word or the seed.
La parole ou la
so it's your soul that came from God. This body is going to be changed.
Ce corps sera changé.
Or you're going to bury it beneath the earth. Or cremated if people want to be cremated.
Ou, les brûler.
But it's the seed.
Mais c'est la
semence, it's the soul.
Qui est l'âme.
And that's why that soul recognizes
âme
God.
A reconnu Dieu.
That's why that soul it wants to express God.
Veut exprimer
it
Dieu.
Wants to worship.
Ça veut adorer.
It wants to please its father.
Plaire son père.
Although we're in a house of clay,
oui, même si nous sommes dans
the soul
un,
is
dans
in the prison house, as
nous
the song says.
Une
bars of bone hold my soul.
Les os qui
but just any day, the trumpet's going to sound.
Un jour, la
and the prison bars are going to be
opened.
And the soul is going to go and dwell in a body like unto his perfect,
corps,
glorious body.
Dans sa, dans son corps de gloire.
And you won't have the aches and pains that you have.
Et nous n'aurons plus
and
les
it won't be hard to get up on a Sunday morning. That you wish you could put the alarm another hour. You won't be subject. This is because the prophecies of the illegitimacy of this body. Because it was born in sin. It was born contrary to the perfect will of God. But the soul in you is not illegitimate. It's a pedigree. It comes from a perfect source. It comes from a gene pool that can never, ever be improved.
D'une source de gènes qui ne peut jamais terminer.
And that's why we're sons and daughters,
et c'est
which makes us brothers and sisters,
ça fait de nous frères et sœurs,
which makes us the family of
c'est
God.
Fait de nous une famille de Dieu.
Then the prophet quotes about Jacob.
Et le prophète parle à propos de Jacob.
He said it was the seed. Jacob have I loved.
Jacob,
Esau have I hated.
Et j'ai haï Esau.
People say that's not fair. How can God hate Esau? Hey, go and read about Esau. God still gave him a kingdom. Gave him a land. Wouldn't allow Israel to take his land. This is all speaking relatively.
Ça parle de façon relative.
God loved Jacob.
Dieu a aimé Jacob.
Yes, Esau got his portion.
Oui, il a reçu
but
sa
Jacob
portion.
Was the son of God.
Mais Jacob était le fils
he
de
was
Dieu.
Of the genes of
il
God.
Était de gens
yet
de
Esau
Dieu.
Also got a blessing, also got his portion.
Esau
so
était aussi béni.
Don't feel too sorry for Esau.
Sa portion,
the prophet says, neither being born, neither having yet done good or evil.
Vous n'étiez pas encore né ou avoir fait du mal.
The prophet says, you see, it was the thought.
Voyez, c'est la pensée.
And then the thought became expressed.
And
Jacob was born.
Et Jacob était né.
And God bought back Jacob.
Et Jacob
it was redemption.
Jacob,
because Jacob alone was seed.
Jacob, était une semence.
Jacob alone had the seed. Now let's see seul the attributes
Jacob
of the seed.
Semence, cette semence avait les attributs,
that is why he had respect to the
c'est
birthright.
Il avait du respect envers les droits
Esau
de les
didn't have the attribute of God because he didn't respect the birthright.
De Dieu parce qu'il n'avait pas de respect
and if anyone in this age doesn't respect God, this message. He doesn't have the gene. Because every one of the sons of God will respect the birthright in the age. And God's word to you is the birthright. That's where your inheritance is stored, is in the birthright. That's why it's a strange thing.
And
you think, but how did you ever believe a message like this? In an age like this, such unbelief, such a scientific age, the climax of Satan's work, Satan's Eden.
De l'Éden de Satan.
That doesn't scare God.
Il n'effraie pas Dieu.
He still scattered his seed.
Il a toujours répandu sa semence.
There'll be some in Dublin, some in Vilnius, some Lithuania, some here, some there.
Certains là-bas.
And in due season, all it needs is the light to pass their way. God just has to manifest Himself.
Dieu va se manifester.
God's life is just put on display.
Dieu est sera affiché.
This is a manifestation of eternal life.
La vie éternelle.
And that which is eternal in the hearts of the sons of God. It comes to life when it recognizes its origin. It recognizes this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. It looks around the chicken yard and says, but hey, I don't really fit in the chicken yard here. You know, my nose doesn't fit with the rest of these guys. And my feet are made in a slightly different way. And my diet, I don't really like these worms. The dust and the things like this. And you never understood why. But you could never fully fit into those things that your friends could fit into. And they'd always look at you as strange. I remember Brother David speaking of that before he came to the Lord. It was the same as me. I used to tell my friends, we'd be out drinking, putting on our heavy metal music. I'd be telling them, you guys, one of these days I'm going to go to church. And they'd be saying, but you're always saying that. I said, I know there's something there. There's something in here that knows there's something there. And what was it? Did you choose to be like that? That's what predestination did for you. That's what grace did for you. And that's why Jacob had respect to the birthright. And that's why you have respect to the birthright. That's why you love his word. That's why you love his people. You don't have to manufacture it. It's hereditary. You inherited it from your father. And whenever you get in the spirit, when the life of your father quickens that, it manifests itself. You love to be about his business. You love to please him. You love to know more about him. You love to be in his presence. You love to be in his house. Friends, those are the attributes of the sons and daughters of God. You inherited them from your father. Just as much as your natural children inherited from you 23 chromosomes from the mother, 23 chromosomes, however it is. And every one of the natural characteristics they had came from within you. Now we only have one parent. He's our father, he's our mother, he's our brother. Brother, he's our sister. He's everything to me, the song says. And we received our spiritual genealogy in the soul directly from him. Because we're in him as his seed. And we saw it on Friday, the prophet says, God chose the bed and the time for you to be manifest. He says he put you down in this age to meet the challenges of this age. So everything that we need to overcome is in us. Papa gave it to us. It's in you. You just didn't realize it. Or secondly, you're concentrating too much on fleshly things. You're not feeding the spiritual man. But God, every person that's put in Satan's Eden is genetically prepared to overcome Satan's Eden. Spiritually speaking, it's the truth. There's certain people in the world just because of their natural lineage. They're immune to HIV. HIV will never kill them. Friends, we're immune to Laodicea. We're immune to Satan's Eden. Not because we're cleverer than anybody. Not because we're more spiritual than anybody. We don't put more effort in than anybody. There's people out there, the prophet says, that put in a lot more effort than you and me. But there's just an inbuilt immunity to false doctrine. Because the elect can never be deceived. There's an immunity in us to the devil. We just don't love him. Like Keith Green says, we wrote our Dear John letter to the devil many years back. You know? Dear John, I don't love you no more. Don't bother contacting me again. Yours truly. We sent it to the devil. We were ordained to that, friends. It's not your will, not your power, not your might. But as many as he foreknew, them he called. As many as he called, them he justified. As many as he justified, them he has glorified. And what are you going to do? Just stay in the spirit. Just stay in the Spirit.
Restez en esprit.
Just feed on His Word.
Nourrissez-vous de sa parole.
Just spend time with your Father.
Passez du temps avec votre
and everything père. That's in you will express itself in due season.
Va
it will.
Ça va
it has to. Because every seed will bring forth of its own
parce
kind.
Que chaque semence va produire
and if it's not there,
et si ce n'est pas là,
I'm really sorry to say, I can't put it there.
Je suis désolé de dire
you can't
je
put it in me.
Vous ne pouvez pas le mettre en moi.
I can't make your child my child.
Je ne peux pas faire de votre enfant
apart
mon enfant.
From natural adoption, but they're never really my child. Because they don't come from the same gene pool as me.
Nous venons de la même source des
but my sons and daughters, they never asked to be born of
et
me.
Mes fils et mes enfants ne
it was predestinated to them.
Ça a été
they never asked to have the characteristics that they have.
Les caractéristiques qu'ils
and
ont.
I'm sure some of them they regret later on in life that they did get from us.
Ils regrettent certaines caractéristiques qu'ils ont héritées de nous.
But they inherited it from
mais
us.
Ils les ont héritées.
Friends, this is a great inheritance.
Ça, c'est un grand héritage.
That's why don't ever try to be something that you hint.
C'est pourquoi n'essayez pas d'être quelque chose.
Just be yourself.
Soyez
don't impersonate anybody else.
N'imitez pas quelqu'un
no
d'autre.
Two people have the same chromosomes.
Deux personnes ne peuvent jamais
exactly
avoir le même
the chromosome. Same DNA structure.
Exactement le même structure de l'ADN.
We're all unique.
Nous sommes uniques.
Because we're called for a purpose.
Parce que nous sommes appelés pour un
and my calling is not the same as your calling.
N'est pas le même que votre
we're called
appel.
To the same family.
Nous sommes appelés à la même
called
famille.
To the same body.
Nous sommes appelés au même corps.
Called in the same age.
Appelés dans le même âge.
But each of us have different things
chacun
we need to manifest of God.
Que nous devons manifester des
so that His business can fully be efficiently run. Some have the gift of faith.
Par le don
some
de
have
foi.
A gift of prophecy.
Certains ont le don de la
some prophétie. Have a gift
prophétie.
Of wisdom.
Certains, le don
some
de la
are called to the fivefold ministry.
Sont appelés au
some ministère. Have a gift of administration.
Certains ont le
some
don
are prayer warriors.
Certains sont des
some are good at the, with the children.
Certains sont
some
bons
have a real gift of motherhood.
Certains sont bons à être mère.
Like John Wesley's mother.
Comme la mère de
17
John
children.
Avec
she brings
enfants.
Forth John and Charles Wesley in her day.
Elle a amené John et Charles Wesley en son temps.
God put those attributes in you.
Dieu a placé ces attributs.
They go along with the call.
Qui vont de pair avec
because if He calls you, He equips you for the call.
S'il vous a appelé, il vous équipe aussi pour l'appel.
That's why never envy anybody
c'est
else's call.
N'enviez jamais l'appel de quelqu'un.
Your calling is just as high as theirs.
Votre appel c'est aussi haut que son appel.
We look at the body; everybody wants to be like
vous
Paul says.
Dans le corps,
the more comely. Parts of the body. But who sees the heart? Nobody sees the heart. But you can't live without the heart. Who sees the liver, the kidneys? These are vital parts of the body. But they're the ones doing the work behind the scenes. And that's how it is in the kingdom as well, friends. Only when we get there will we fully realize who the heroes really were. Sometimes it's not us, it's easy to come and speak. It's easy to bring the theory to the people. But sometimes the prayer warriors behind the scenes. That song says we work the field of souls. Some of us, they say, will be on the street. Others will be on the chair next to the bed. Calling down the blessings of God. But it's all working the same work. It's all the Father's business. Prophet says, that is why he had respect to the birthright. And to the covenant of God. If you are true seed, you will hear that word. The Spirit will baptize you into the body of Christ, filling you and empowering you, and you will receive the word for your day and its age. That's the characteristics of every one of the sons.
Voici les caractéristiques de chacun de nous.
None of them will be left behind.
Aucun d'eux ne sera laissé derrière.
God has reserved the spirit of sonship for His children.
Dieu a réservé l'esprit des fils pour
friends, if you think about it, God so desires to
Dieu
see the expression of what's in you.
L'expression de ce qui est en vous.
Is He going to withhold the Holy Ghost from you if you're really sincere?
Vous, si vous êtes
that you really want to please Him?
Vous voulez lui plaire.
You really want to be about His business?
Vous occupez de ses affaires.
Jesus says no.
Jésus a dit non.
He says if you being evil,
si vous qui êtes mauvais,
you, though you are father,
quand vous êtes père,
if your son comes to you and says, Daddy, please si give me bread, you'll never give him a stone.
Du pain, vous n'allez pas lui donner
if he
la
says,
pierre,
Daddy, please give me a fish, you won't give him a serpent. Jesus
poisson,
said if you being evil as
si
you are, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? It's the spirit of sonship. worship. It's the very purpose that you were born. Because it's the Holy Ghost that gives you the ability to say, Abba, Father. To fellowship and commune with Him. It's the Holy Ghost that gives you the ability to be about the Father's business. To fulfill the calling that He called you to from before the foundation of the world. So I don't think God will withhold anything beneficial from His children if they just come and seek it the right way. In the church age book, he says the bride will love him because they will have his potentials. It's his attributes, that's the potentials that's in you. So even before you knew him, there was a potential in you to be the Son of God, to manifest whatever it is that you're called to manifest. But until you bring an attribute into His presence, until His life pours into that attribute, it remains potential. But the moment that that life quickens that, it starts to express itself. The attribute starts to express itself. And that's what He desires. That's why it says, He predestinated us. And as many as He predestinated, them He also called. Listen how He says, when we were called. This is the infallibility of God's spoken word, the message. The same God that spoke and Christ was crucified before the foundation of the world. The same one called you at that time and wrote your name in the book. He called you back then. But like we said Friday, God would never risk His children.
Dieu ne va jamais.
He would never let His children be manifest in the flesh
ne va jamais laisser ses enfants se manifester
without
dans
first
chair,
making an ironclad provision for them. He made sure that nothing here is not going to work for the good of my children.
Ne peut travailler contre les enfants, contre mes enfants.
And then He puts His seed in flesh.
Et il a placé
and you go through the days of your trial, your temptation, to learn obedience through the things that you suffer, to obtain a character like He Himself obtained in the days of His suffering. But you were called and your name was written back then. The prophet says that sounds like it might not be so, but it's the Bible. So it has to be so. And I'm glad that's so. You were called before the foundation of the world. In perfection, the message is, notice, not only Christ was slain to take away sin, but your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. God wrote your name associated with His before the foundation of the world. You can never separate Christ and His bride. Never. Christ and His son, the sons and daughters of God. Because your name was associated with His before the foundation of the world. That's what the Lord did. And not only did He do that for us, but when we're going to come into flesh, even before we came, the sons and daughters of God were committed into the safest of hands. We were put into the hands of Jesus. Let's read that in John 17 for those who maybe leave their Bibles sitting on the chair at church for the week. John 17, verse 4.
Jean 17, le verset 4.
Listen to Jesus speaking.
C'est Jésus qui parle.
He says, I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Hey friends, what a testimony.
Quel témoignage,
he's going to die within the next few hours.
Et qu'il allait mourir dans les heures
and his testimony in prayer.
Mais dans son témoignage,
I have glorified Thee on earth.
Je t'ai glorifié sur
I have finished the work that You gave
j'ai
me
accompli
to do.
L'œuvre que tu m'as
this
appelé.
Is the real son.
Ça, c'est le vrai
friends,
enfant.
This is the real end of sonship.
La vraie fin d'être un fils,
he finishes the Father's work.
Il finit
he glorifies the name of His Father.
Le nom de son
those
père.
Are attributes of sonship.
Sont les attributs de
verse
fils. 5.
And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. So yes, He was born of the Virgin.
Oui, il était né de la Vierge.
But the soul.
Mais l'âme
wasn't born of the virgin.
N'était pas née de la Vierge.
The soul was the Logos.
L'âme était le Logos.
It was the Word.
C'était la
Because the Word was made flesh
and
dwelt amongst
us. Chair.
He was the fullness of the attribute of God. He was the Son of God. I'm a Son of God. You're a Son of God. He's the Son of God. That's the difference. But he's the firstborn, the Bible tells us, among many brethren. So he is our brother. And what does he do? Verse 6. What did Jesus do on earth? I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Friends, there were only certain given to Jesus. Who were they? The children of God. The Father said, Son,
le Père,
I have a real sacred trust for you.
Une confiance secrète en toi.
I'm going to give you my sons.
Je te donne mes enfants.
I'm going to give you my daughters.
Je te donne mes filles.
You watch over them.
Veille sur eux.
You make sure
Assure-toi
they're never deceived.
Qu'ils les seront
you make sure
Assure-toi
they come to glory.
Qu'ils seront,
you make sure
Assure-toi
that the potential that's in them
que le potentiel en eux
is fully expressed.
Est entièrement exprimé.
You watch over them.
Veille sur
you
eux.
Intercede for them.
Intercède pour eux.
They're yours. Because look what he says. Unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, thine they were, and thou gavest them me. Hey, so we belong to him. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus.
Je suis si heureux d'appartenir à Jésus.
I don't want to belong to anybody else. I
je
want to belong to him.
À quelqu'un d'autre, je vais lui
appartenir. Who greater could you belong to?
Quel est cet homme grand pour qui vous pouvez appartenir?
He says, Father, they were in you.
Ils étaient en toi.
They were your attributes.
Ils étaient tes attributs.
Now you've given them to
Maintenant,
me.
Tu me les as
Now it's my responsibility,
ma responsabilité
as the firstborn of
en
many brethren
de frères,
to ensure that all the brethren come to glory.
Que tous les frères
and that's what he's
toi.
Been doing the last 2,000 years
était en train de faire pendant ces
as the prophet, as the priest.
Et en tant que prêtre,
Now as the king.
En tant que roi,
friends, he's bringing sons to glory.
Il amène
From each church
gloire.
Age. He's brought the sons to glory.
Il a amené les enfants dans la gloire.
And what is the response of them? Verse 7.
Quelle est leur réponse?
The attributes of the seed.
Ces attributs,
Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. They believe the message of the hour.
Ils ont cru le message
they don't say the cloud was formed by a rocket. They don't say the serpent seed doctrine came from a hermit, like that one man said to the prophet. They believe, Father, that everything that I've given them
que tu m'as donné,
it came from thee.
Et vient
and
de toi.
I believe that in this message, friends. This message originated from the pillar of fire. Because everything goes back perfectly in the Word. And that's an attribute of something which
ça,
you can't manifest that yourself. God has to put that in us to be able to receive the Word in your day. We believe it's of God. We don't believe it's of the devil. Go on the internet. 98% of things written about this message is trying to prove it's of the devil.
Tout ce qui est écrit,
trying to show that prophet was a false prophet, he was a spiritualist, all these things. It doesn't affect the seed.
Ça n'affecte pas la sémence.
We have a hereditary immunity to
Nous
those things.
L'hérédité,
it may puzzle your mind for a season, but just get back in the presence of Papa for a while. And he'll get you back on course. You'll be back in line once again because we are predestinated unto these things, friends. If someone is in the message and left the message because of the cloud, I don't say they were ever in the message. They might have been in the message, but the message wasn't in them. There's something wrong there. How can you be stumbled by something like that? Verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. This is the test of whether someone's a son of God or not. Give them the word.
Donne-leur la parole.
And Jesus said, Father, I know these are your sons.
Je sais que ce sont tes enfants.
Because I've given them the word that
Parce
you gave
je
them.
Leur ai donné ta, la
and what did they do with that word?
Et que font-ils
and they have received them.
Ils l'ont reçu.
And they have known surely that I came out from thee. Amen. And they have believed that thou didst send me. Friends. Amen. Others were saying, hey,
Les autres
Mary,
dire,
She fell in sin with a Samaritan soldier.
Elle est tombée dans le péché avec un soldat.
Oh man, imagine the things they were saying about Jesus.
Imaginez tout ce qu'ils
Friends, the disciples were polite that day. When Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say this. They never told all the things that people were saying at Jesus. They didn't say some are saying you're an illegitimate child, and some are you saying you build above it. Some are saying you're of the devil. They never said that. But the majority of Israel was saying that and still say it to today. The Jews say Jesus was a magician. I used to be at university with Jews. They say Jesus was a magician. He did those works through magic and he deceived the people. Because it wasn't their time. They were blinded for our sakes. But the real test of sonship, what God has given for the age, when it's given to you, you receive it. It may be hard to swallow at first, but just keep on chewing. It'll go down eventually. Because you are predestinated unto it. But although it might be hard for you, but you'll recognize it's the truth. You say it's hard, but that's the truth. That's the truth. Your mind may get in the way sometimes, but the attribute in you, in your soul, that recognizes its source. The prophet says the word recognizes the word. The gene recognizes the source that it came from. The son recognizes his father. That's what you can never deny the word. You're denying yourself. You're denying your origin. You're just denying the very purpose that you're here for.
Les buts pour lesquels vous étiez ici.
Verse 9 stumbles many people.
Le verset 9 trébuche beaucoup de gens.
I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. I'm so glad. Are you not glad you included in that prayer? Because later on he gets on and he says, Father, and I don't only pray for these, but I pray for all that shall believe through their word. And we believe. Friends, what a prayer. And what was his prayer? Father, that they may be one. As we are one. To come to a real oneness.
Arriver à l'unité.
And friends, every one of the sons, we may have our differences in the flesh, friends. Most of the differences we have are just carnal differences.
La plupart de nos différences sont des
but if you strip away the carnality and we take the souls of the believers, we agree with each other. If you look beyond the veil, if you know not one another after the flesh, we do agree with one another, I assure you. We may have sharp contentions like Paul and Barnabas for a season. But we believe the same word. We believe the same message. We look forward to sharing the same kingdom. Because we have the same Father. They came to John Wesley that time and they were trying to stir up controversy. Because Wesley believed in Arminianism. He believed in free will.
Dans les libres arbitres.
Yeah, but then Whitfield believed in predestination.
Whitfield croyait
yet they were
dans
in the same message.
Ils étaient dans le même message.
And they said to John Wesley, the newspaper reporter,
John Wesley,
Mr. Wesley,
Monsieur Wesley,
when you get to heaven,
lorsque tu arriveras au ciel,
do you expect to see Mr. Whitfield there?
Attends-tu à voir Monsieur Whitfield?
And he says no.
Et il dit non.
And the reporter was excited. Yes, I got him. What do you mean?
He
said, Mr. Whitfield will be so close to the throne, I'll be so far away, I'm sure I won't see him there.
Il sera tout près du trône et moi je serai très loin. Je suis sûr que je ne le verrai pas.
Because we're sons.
Parce que nous sommes fils.
Sons recognize sons.
Les fils reconnaissent.
We may not understand everything exactly the same.
Et c'est pourrait que nous ne comprenons pas les choses de la même manière.
But I'll never make that as that you're not a son of God.
Mais je vais vous assurer que vous êtes des enfants de
It
Dieu.
It wouldn't be wise. The prophet says in Lamb's Book of Life. In the Lamb's Book of Life, when he speaks about that, I'll skip a little bit further. We'll go a little bit further here. The prophet, when he says that, he says, now Satan, make them get scared now. Get them to doubt that. Before the world ever began, God called your name, you Christians, and wrote it on the Lamb's Book of Life before the world ever started, saith the Bible.
ainsi dit la Bible.
And the reason I'm reading it over and over is because we need to read it over and over. Because the devil wants to come and say this, that, and the other. And you look at yourself and say, but I didn't have a good week. And I don't think I prayed enough this week. I don't think the Lord's pleased with me, friends. It's not based on that. He looks within. He looks at the attribute that's in you. He looks at the desire that's in your heart. Yes, we do need to be obedient, as we'll see. But God doesn't look like man looks. God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward. So the Father, fatherhood is for what? The fatherhood of God is to bring forth the sonship of his children. That which is in us, which is a potential. All of God's dealings with us are to do what? To get us to reach our potential. He wants to encourage us, and nurture us, feed us, strengthen us, instruct us, correct us, discipline us, whatever is needed. Because he's our Father.
Parce qu'il est notre Père.
He has one desire.
Il a un seul désir.
He wants to see those attributes,
il veut voir ses attributes
expressed in their fullness.
Dans leur entièreté.
And we could learn the same.
Et nous pouvons apprendre la même
in
chose
our children.
Dans nos enfants.
Because in your children,
parce que dans vos enfants,
there are certain attributes
il y a
that are good.
Certains attributs qui sont bons.
There are certain things that need to be nurtured,
certaines choses encouraged. Qui doivent être nourries.
Though they're not yet fully developed, but they need to be encouraged.
Mais ça doit être
and there are certain attributes that need to be discouraged.
Attributs qui doivent être découragés.
So they're not fed, so they don't express themselves.
Pour qu'ils ne puissent pas s'exprimer.
And that's exactly the way that the Lord deals with us.
Et c'est ainsi que Dieu traite avec nous.
The prophet speaking about encouragement.
Les prophètes parlent de l'encouragement.
We read that quote last week. I'll just read a bit of it again. He says, how beautifully the Savior praises and commends his children.
Combien bon le Sauveur loue et commande ses enfants.
Now, this is one of the hardest things in this age. Especially as parents, friends. It's so easy in the pressures of this age
avec la pression
that everything is correction to your children. Daniel, stop doing that. Daniel, why are you doing this? Daniel, why are you doing this? Daniel, why are you doing
this?
It's a never-ending story.
C'est une histoire continuelle.
But we can learn from him.
Mais vous pouvez apprendre de lui.
He knows how to praise
il
and commend his children.
Et apprécier ses enfants.
And if you want to get the best out of somebody,
si
it's not just through correction. Correction has its place.
Oui, la correction a sa place.
But friends, correction, the law brings forth servanthood.
La loi produit
it doesn't produce sonship.
Cela ne produit
it has its place, enfants. Discipline, of course.
Oui, c'est bien pour la discipline.
But to really bring forth sonship.
Pour produire les enfants.
It needs fatherhood.
Il faut la paternité.
You know, sometimes we read the book
parfois
of Proverbs.
Vous lisez les livres des Proverbes.
There's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs.
But
if I had to ask believers which are the verses they know the most, Proverbs 3:11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects even a father, the son in whom he delights. That's from Proverbs.
Ça vient de le verset le plus populaire des
but
Proverbes.
There's 31 chapters
mais il y a 31
of wisdom and instruction in the book of Proverbs. Where the Lord is speaking of my son.
Lorsque le Seigneur
my
parle
son,
de mon fils,
if sinners entice thee, do not consent to them.
Si te,
my son,
séduit, ne te laisse pas,
receive the instruction
fils,
of your father.
De ton
he
fils.
Says, my son, my son, my son, my son.
Fils,
what's
fils,
a, that's fatherhood.
Et ça, c'est la
he's getting in the spirit of fatherhood. He's saying, my son.
Il entre dans l'esprit, la paternité, le
and he's instructing. His sons.
Il instruit ses
he's
enfants.
Teaching them.
Il enseigne ses enfants.
And who wrote Proverbs is wisdom himself.
Qui a écrit les Proverbes, c'est la sagesse elle-même.
Jesus is greater than
Jésus
Solomon.
Est plus grand que Salomon.
He has made the wisdom of God.
Il a fait la sagesse de Dieu.
It's wisdom speaking
c'est
to his sons.
La sagesse parlant aux enfants.
And he wants to pass on the wisdom.
Et il veut
the instruction.
La sagesse, l'instruction.
And friends.
Et amis.
How much time do we spend like that
combien
with our
temps passez-vous avec, ainsi avec les enfants?
Sitting down with our sons and our daughters and passing on
les
the wisdom.
Leur transmettre la
passing
sagesse,
on instruction
leur transmettre les instructions
in that kind of a way.
De cette manière.
Because that's a real vital part
parce que ça, c'est
of fatherhood.
Vitale d'être père.
Fatherhood is to pass on
paternité, c'est
to the next generation.
À la génération.
You have your lands.
Vous avez
you have your properties in the Old Testament. You have your sons.
Vous avez vos enfants.
What is your hope for them?
Quel est votre espoir
that
pour
they'll
eux?
Take an interest in the work.
Qu'ils puissent s'intéresser dans l'œuvre.
That they'll be together with you in
et
the work.
Qu'ils seront ensemble avec vous.
And slowly you will withdraw.
Et au lieu
and then you'll hand it over to them.
Et qu'ils puissent les remettre
and they continue the father's business.
Continuer les affaires du père.
Then they pass it on to their children.
Les passer à leurs enfants.
It's wisdom.
C'est la sagesse.
It's instruction.
Ce sont les instructions.
And in all of these things that Solomon says, in Proverbs, to me the one I like the most is in Proverbs 23 when he says, my son, give me your heart. That's what he says to his son. He says, my son, give me your heart. Hey, if you can win the heart of your son, that's fatherhood, friends. Win the heart of your daughter. Because the world is full of people that are going to try to take their hearts. Because the next verse speaks of the whorish woman. The immoral woman. She's going to try to win the hearts as well. The devil's busy. The video games. The entertainment. The pornography, the immorality, the drugs, all of these things, they're going to try to get your son and your daughter's heart. But if you and I could express a fatherhood, because the real expression of his fatherhood makes us give us him our hearts. When we saw who Jesus really is, when we see how wise he really is, when we see that he does know better than us, that he does all things well like the Bible says, that he cares for us, that he sacrificed everything for us, that he's prepared a place for us, he's storing up an inheritance for us. It's not difficult for us to give him our hearts when he says, my son, give me your heart, because he's given everything for us. And imagine if you can win the heart of your son, your daughter, like many believers here have. And they follow in your shoes and they go to the waters of baptism and then they take their place in the kingdom of God. Friends, you can sit back and say, that was fatherhood. I finished that work. Father, that you sent. That you gave me to do. I've glorified your name to those that thou hast given unto me. Thine they were, and you gave them to me, and I've manifested your name. That's what fatherhood is, friends. I really believe that. And that's how we are yet but apprentices in these things. We are apprentices. He's the master.
Il est le maître.
But if we can be conformed more and more
si
into his image,
nous pouvons nous conformer davantage
how wonderful
image,
that it would be.
Combien merveilleux
my son,
peut-être, mon fils,
give me your heart.
Donne-moi ton cœur.
The prophet says the Savior praises and commends his children.
Les sauveurs louent et commandent ses
he enfants. Takes full account of their fine spiritual attitudes and behavior. They find spiritual attitudes and behavior. He's not just focusing on the negative behavior, bad behavior. And the attitude which isn't quite right. But first he focuses on the fine attitudes and the good behavior. And he commends them for it. Imagine Jesus comes, he's the perfect son. Friends, he needs encouragement. Do you think God is going to say from heaven in public, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased? If he didn't need it, of course you need it. You need encouragement. You know, a son, a daughter needs someone to say, son, you're doing well. That's good. Not just to focus on the negative, but it's so easy. Just to focus on the negative. The prophet says he knows there's weakness among them. But as yet he does not cry out against it. Isn't that just like the Lord? He knows how to encourage us in the right matters and discourage us in the wrong matters. And we could all learn a good lesson right in running the church and our families. And that's true, friend.
L'église.
When I read that, it doesn't it challenge you?
Est-ce que ça ne vous défie?
When is the last time you really encouraged your wife?
Quelle était votre, la dernière fois que vous avez encouragé?
When is the last time you really encouraged your brothers and your sisters?
Encouragez votre,
encourage
votre,
them. It's so much easier to be negative.
C'est très facile d'être négatif.
Negativity doesn't need any effort.
La négativité n'a pas besoin d'effort.
Criticism.
Le criticisme
doesn't need any revelation.
N'a pas besoin de révélation.
Doesn't need you to be in any spirit of anything except for the spirit of criticism. It's so easy to do it, friends.
C'est très facile à faire.
And as natural people, we easily gravitate naturally into that.
Facilement nous pouvons graviter dans cela.
That when somebody says, ah, you got a good boy there. Ah, but him, he's always beating his sister.
Lorsque quelqu'un dit, vous avez un bon garçon, il dit, ah, lui, celui-là, il ne fait que battre sa
But our Savior praises us.
Le Sauveur nous.
Because he knows the best way to bring forth sonship is to encourage somebody.
La meilleure façon de produire les enfants,
is to encourage them when they do. May not be perfect, but encourage them in what they're doing, which is right. And they'll feel energized to express more of that attribute in the future.
Avec l'énergie pour exprimer davantage là.
The Lord said that to Moses.
Le Seigneur dit cela à Moïse.
When Moses was passing the baton on to his son Joshua,
his son spiritually speaking, son enfant Josué,
and Moses was about to pass off the scene,
et Moïse était sur le point de
the Lord said to Moses,
le Seigneur dit à Moïse,
Joshua, the son of Nun,
Josué, le fils de Nun,
which stands before thee,
qui se tient devant
he
toi,
shall go in.
Il entrera.
Encourage him.
Encourage-le.
For he shall cause Israel to inherit it.
Parce qu'il fera posséder
and if the Lord said to him, encourage him, it shows he needed to be encouraged.
Encourage
God doesn't waste his words.
Dieu ne gaspille pas sa parole.
And he said it in the two chapters later as well.
Et dans deux chapitres
but charge après, Joshua and encourage him. And strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit this land which thou shalt not see. I believe that, friends. I believe the best way to get anything out of any of us is to encourage one another. Is that not the truth? Encouragement. That's a real attribute of fatherhood. To be able to discern the potential. Paul discerned the potential in Timothy. When it wasn't yet expressed. But he saw this potential in him. And he took Timothy as a father in the gospel. And he taught him as his son. And he encouraged him. And he exhorted him.
Il a exhorté,
and sometimes he had to charge him.
Et parfois il est là pour
I charge thee, my son, Timothy, before God and the elect angels,
devant Dieu et
preach the word.
La parole.
Be instant, in season, out of season.
Insiste dans la saison favorable ou non.
But he knew how to do it.
Et il savait comment
and
le
look
faire.
What he brought forth.
Lorsque,
that's what he brought forth.
C'est ce qu'il a produit.
Now sonship,
et non, les fils,
on the other hand, what is the main attribute of son, of sonship?
Quel est l'autre attribut des fils?
What's the first words Jesus uttered in the Bible?
Le premier mot, l'attribut de Jésus dans la Bible.
When his parents, mother and father came, or Joseph and his mother came to find him in the temple.
Dans le temple.
And he says,
il dit,
why did you look for me?
Pourquoi me cherches-tu?
Don't you know I must be about my father's business?
Ne savez-vous pas que je m'occupe des affaires?
That was his first words.
Ça, c'était ses premières paroles.
I must be about my father's
je
business.
Dois m'occuper des affaires du
at a young age, 12 years old,
à 12
his
ans,
heart is already in the father's business.
Son cœur était déjà dans les
that's the attribute of sonship.
Ce sont les attributs des fils.
He wants to be like Papa.
Il veut être comme Papa.
He wants to do Papa's work.
Il veut faire l'œuvre de Papa.
And what are the last words of Jesus
la dernière parole, Jésus,
in his mortality?
Dans sa mortalité.
It is finished.
Tout est fini.
He finished the work.
Il a fini l'œuvre.
He started the work and he finished
il a commencé
the Father's
il a
business.
Accompli.
And everything between there was perfect sonship.
Toute autre chose entre les deux était.
When you study Jesus, you see perfect sonship.
Lorsque vous étudiez Jésus, vous allez voir un fils parfait.
Perfect sonship.
Un fils parfait.
Always about his father's business.
S'occupant des affaires du père.
Now in John chapter 5. We spoke a little bit on Friday. When they came to Jesus because he had raised the man up on the Sabbath day. Listen how Jesus answers. John 5 verse 19. We'll finish with this thought. We'll continue on another time. John 5 verse 19. Look at sonship. Look at these attributes in Jesus. Of sonship. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. There's fatherhood and sonship.
Voici la paternité, le fils.
Where does Jesus learn to do what He does? From
Jésus
His Father. He's given the perfect example. His Father shows Him what to do.
Son père lui a montré quoi
and then
faire.
Jesus goes and does it.
Et il va et il le fait.
Friends, sometimes we don't want our children to
parfois
see what we do.
Pas que nos enfants voient ce que nous faisons.
Remember the prophet gives that story of the man who was supposed to be a Christian at Christmas time. And he went around to wish Christmas cheer to everyone and he drank a little bit at everybody's house. And the snow came down so thick. And he got a bit drunk. And then he was staggering on the way home through the snow. And he looked behind him and he
il a regardé,
wondered, what's my son doing? And his son was jumping from footprint to footprint.
Et son fils était en train de suivre
and he says, Daddy, son, what are you doing?
Fils,
he says, Daddy, I'm just walking in your shoes. I'm following your footsteps.
Père, je ne fais que marcher dans tes chaussures.
And he says, the man got so convicted
because
he didn't want him to follow those footsteps.
Il ne voulait pas que son enfant puisse suivre ses empreintes.
Footsteps on the sands of time.
Les empreintes sur les sables du temps.
But Jesus had a perfect example of
mais Jésus avait
a father
un exemple
to follow.
Parfait.
And his father would show him first.
Son père pouvait lui montrer d'abord.
And then Jesus says, I'll do what my father
Jésus
does.
Disait, je vais faire ce que mon
for
père
what things soever he doeth, that
fait,
also doeth the Son likewise. Hey. Imagine if we could just live that example before our children and then they want
imagine
to be like
si
us.
Nous pouvons vivre cet exemple pour nos enfants.
We pray at the table.
Nous prions à la
table. And it's funny.
Et c'est
Benjamin can't even speak hardly two words. But when you ask Daniel to pray,
lorsque nous demandons à Daniel,
Benjamin prays at the same time.
Amen.
Benjamin prie
au la, 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 la. And then he says, Amen. Yeah? And he knows what he said. Nobody else
et
knows what he said.
Dit. Personne d'autre ne sait ce qu'il dit.
But whatsoever he sees his brother doing,
mais ce qu'il voit son père
that fait, he doeth likewise.
C'est ce
unfortunately, when Daniel pulls Rachel's head, Benjamin does the same things as well. So it balances itself out the other way. But that's how it is. But we have a perfect example of fatherhood
nous
to follow.
Avons un exemple parfait de la paternité.
And it's reflected in His Word.
Et cela est reflété
look at
dans
the next verse, verse 20.
Regardez le verset suivant.
For the Father loveth the Son. Now if a father loves the Son, what does he do? And showeth him all things that he himself doeth.
Il lui montre tout ce qu'il fait.
So the Father is not just a mystery to His children.
Le Père n'est pas simplement un mystère
he says, son, son, come.
Les fils, viens.
Let me show you how I do this.
Et je vais te montrer comment je fais ceci.
Son.
Fils,
if you want to read the Bible,
si tu veux lire
let
la
me show you how to read the
je
Bible.
Vais te montrer comment lire
son,
la
if you want to pray, let me teach you how to pray.
Si tu veux prier,
son, this is how you drive.
Et voici comment tu vas, tu
son, be careful of those fils, kinds of people.
Fais attention à ceci.
If someone's dressed like that, that's not right.
Si quelqu'un s'habille ainsi, ce n'est pas correct.
That's what it is, friend.
C'est ce que c'est.
Is that not what parenthood really is?
N'est-ce pas cela que les parents,
if you love your children, you'll
si
show them
enfants,
what to do.
Quoi faire.
You'll want to manifest the genuine attribute to them.
Because
like we saw last week, if we believe they predestinated, they've got the attribute in them as well. And when they see the manifestation of the life,
dans leur vie,
in due season, their attribute comes as well.
Sont
and then they follow on
et ils suivent,
as Timothy followed Paul in the gospel.
Timothée
for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that he himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. And Jesus said that. He says, only do what the Father shows me. And Jesus would never put his thoughts above his Father's thoughts. Never. Never. When did Jesus ever do that? Never. His Father's will was supreme. Friends, that sonship,
la volonté de son père était suprême.
Whatever please, I always do that. It pleases my Father. What a testimony!
C'est un témoignage.
He gets to the place where the Greeks are coming there. He's
à
troubled in his soul.
Les Grecs, il était troublé dans
when
son
they
âme.
Say, sirs, we would see Jesus.
Monsieur, nous voulons voir Jésus.
He says, now is my soul troubled.
Et maintenant, mon âme
what
est
shall
troublée.
I say?
Que
he says, Father, save me from this hour.
Père, sauve-moi de cette heure.
Then he thinks about this. No, no, no.
Il pense à cela, il dit, non.
That's not what my Father thinks
c'est
about.
Pas à propos
he says,
de
no.
De mon père.
For this hour was I born.
Parce que
Father, glorify your name.
Père,
and immediately there's a response. And a voice comes from heaven and says, I've already glorified it. And I'll glorify it again. Friends, when you get in the spirit of sonship, watch how the spirit of fatherhood responds to the spirit of sonship. When you put yourself in subjection, when you esteem his wisdom, his counsel, his thoughts for you above your thoughts for you, and you say, Father, glorify your name. Is that not what any father would love to see? Because in an Old Testament household, the son, his responsibility was to uphold and glorify the name of his house. He was to guard his father's name. That's when those sons saw Noah lying naked there when he'd been drinking. They went backwards and they covered his nakedness. They don't want to bring reproach upon the house, upon the father's name. And that's why the prophet says we fight as Branhams in the backyard. But before the public, we fight for one another. That's what genuine sons do. We want to uphold the name of the family. We want to protect the family name. When there's issues in the home, you don't want your child to go and tell people at school, my mom and my daddy were fighting last night. Would you be happy with a child like that? How about us if we don't agree on certain things and people are going and telling other people the things that happen here? It should never be like that. This is the family. We keep the issues of the family here. We deal with them as a family by the grace of God. Coming to a close, Jesus was always about his father's business. That's the thing that he esteemed above everything. I quoted on Friday. When they saw him whipping those people out of the temple, the disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of my father's house has eaten me up. Friends, that's a wonderful attribute of sonship. You have a zeal for your father's house. That's why the father of the prodigal must have been so disappointed for a season. Because the son didn't have a zeal for his house. The son didn't desire fellowship with his father. The son had seen a real expression of fatherhood. But he wanted the inheritance for himself. He wanted to go and establish a name for himself somewhere. That wasn't the way that it was in the Old Testament. Your son was supposed to continue on. Jesus worked as a carpenter. Why? Because Joseph was a carpenter. Peter and them were fishermen because Jonah, their father, was a fisherman.
Pierre était pêcheur parce que leur père était
pêcheur. The father would love to see the son.
Les pères voudraient voir l'enfant.
Desiring to continue his business.
Désirer continuer ses affaires.
To work together with him in the business.
S'occuper de ses affaires.
And there was a great thing about Jesus.
Et il y avait quelque chose.
You know, and the prodigal son, when he came back,
l'enfant prodige lorsqu'il est
in the spirit of sonship.
Dans l'esprit de fils.
His clothes were ragged, yes.
Ah oui, ses habits.
But now he was clothed in sonship.
Mais maintenant il était revêtu.
And he was willing to put himself under. His father.
Il voulait se déverser en son père.
And he wanted to play his part in the father's house.
Jouer sa part.
That's why the father rejoiced and said, kill the fatted calf.
Le père se réjouit.
Because that's what every father desires from his children.
Et c'est le désir de chaque père pour ses enfants.
But the prodigal had a brother.
Mais l'enfant prodigue avait un frère.
And his brother was faithful in the father's house.
Était fidèle dans la maison du
but he had lost the essence of what it was about.
Il avait perdu l'essence de
he was doing it as a duty.
Il le faisait comme un
devoir. He had lost the joy of his father's house.
Il avait la joie de la maison de son
that's when everybody was feasting. He wasn't happy.
Réjouir, lui,
and friends, it can happen.
Et cela peut
you can end up just doing the things because you know you're supposed to do them.
Finir par faire les choses juste parce que
but if you want the real blessing,
mais si vous voulez la vraie bénédiction,
get back the zeal.
Let
the zeal of your father's house
de la maison du père
govern you in the things that you do. Because zeal goes beyond duty, as we saw the other week. Duty speaks of being a servant. You fulfill your duties. But your son, you don't have duties. It's a sacred trust that's been given to you. My father's trusted me with this. This is a sacred trust. I want to be zealous. I want these attributes of sonship to manifest themselves. That I might also
et que je puisse aussi
be included in the number
être inclus
of
dans
them
le nombre
that are eaten up by zeal for
et
the
ceux
Father's
qui sont consumés par le zèle de la maison.
And when
de
Jesus
père,
came on the scene,
lorsque Jésus est venu sur
he referred back to the scripture in the Psalms.
S'est référé dans les écritures des fils.
When David said, "Sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not."
Lorsque David a dit que tu n'as pas pris plaisir.
But a body has thou prepared for me.
Mais tu m'as préparé.
Jesus quoted that scripture and says,
Jésus s'est souvenu de cette écriture a dit.
I delight to do your will, O Lord.
Je prends plaisir à faire.
Because in the volume of the book it's written of me.
Parce que à cause du volume des livres.
And when you see that God has written you in His book, and He's put attributes in you to be about His business, to express Him, to glorify His name in your day. Our friends, I believe the attribute of sonship will say, "Oh Father, I delight to do your will." It's a delight to a son of God. The Bible says the commandments are not of God are not grievous to His children. Because the relationship, we know it's for our good. We know it's working towards our inheritance. Because all that is His is ours. Because we inherit it. When Jesus inherits it. Sonship and fatherhood, they're so intertwined. The genuine expression of fatherhood.
Ils sont la vraie expression de la paternité.
If there's attributes of sonship, it'll bring forth the attributes of sonship.
Enfants qui ne produisent pas les attributs
the genuine manifestation of the word will bring forth something from the sons and daughters of God. The genuine revelation of the word brings forth worship, brings forth praise, brings forth a willingness to be subject to Him.
À lui,
a willingness to do His will.
La volonté de faire sa parole.
Friends, I believe that will delight the Lord.
Je crois que cela va
if His sons
plaire,
and His daughters Seigneur, once again
si fils
could be clothed
filles,
in sonship,
nous serons revêtus,
get in the spirit of sonship as sons and daughters,
de la communion en tant que
that the things that you do are from your heart.
Que les choses que vous faites
when you read about Jesus, there's one unmistakable thing that you'll see. Everything was done with all His heart. When the Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your heart. He was the full expression of that. I think it's a sad thing when the father sees a begrudging doing something in his kingdom. We've lost the essence of what it is to be sons. We need to get back and sit at His feet and let Him speak to us as sons. That He can say, my son. And in that word, my son, there's something that kicks in the attributes of sonship and we start to manifest what we should as the sons and daughters of God. Let's stand, let's sing a song before we close the service. My son, give me your heart. That's the most important one. If you lose the heart of your children, it's so difficult, I would believe. If the heart isn't with you,
si le cœur n'est pas avec vous,
that must be a sad thing in a household.
Ça, c'est une chose triste.
When you know that something else has captured the hearts of your children,
chose d'autre a captivé
their hearts aren't captured by the things that have captured
leur
your heart.
Captive,
that must be a grief to the soul of
ça
a parent.
Doit attrister le cœur.
Friends, if it's like it, let's pray.
Ainsi,
for a visitation of grace.
Prions pour la
so the prodigals will get clothed in sonship once again. Like the prodigal came and he gave his father his heart. And his father rejoiced. And they feasted and were merry.
I have a maker. He called for my heart. Before time began, my life was in His hands.
He knows
my name.
He knows
my every thought.
Oh,
He sees
each tear that falls
and cheers me with.
Father,
I am.
falls and cheers me when I grow.
Oh, I have an anchor.
I have an anchor. He's in my life. He placed me in this word. My faith he'll see.
When I call,
he hears me when I call.
Let's sing one more, Rachel.
In prisoner's chain, with bleeding stripes, cold and sad, let's pray that night, and in their pain. And they were free.
Oh, we bless your name. I bless
your name. I bless your name.
I give you honor. Some midnight hour. Oh, if you should find
you in a prison
in your mind,
reach
out. I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah.
I bless your name.
I give you honor.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You are the light.
The truth.
I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Sing the last verse again in the chorus. Let's come to a time of prayer. Is it your desire to bless His name? Or are you trying to bless your own name? That's selfishness, friends. He gave us life. He's given us eternal life. He's given us an eternal inheritance as His sons and His daughters. All He asks in return, my son, give me your heart so that you can bless my name, so that you can establish my kingdom, so that you'll be be faithful in my business. If that's your desire, let's raise our hands. Let's sing the last verse again. Let's sing that song. I bless your name. Let it be a prayer. And let's bring ourselves before the Lord in a time of prayer.
So if you find that in your life you're in the midst of time so hard, reach out.
Father, we bring ourselves before thee, Lord, upon this day. For our desire, Father, Lord, right from within us, is that you would glorify thy name. Jesus, to be thy Lord, this one would be a son, Jesus, consecrated unto thine hands, Lord, to dedicate it all to thee, to bring it all before thee, Lord, upon this day. Let's sing that chorus. I bless your name, brother. Let's just continue in the spirit of worship, saints.
I bless your name.
I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise.
I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way.
I bless your name.
Oh, we bless you, Lord.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise.
I give you praise.
You are the life.
You are the life.
The truth, the way. His name for is His word that He's brought us in this age, friends. Let's sing that song we haven't sang for a long time. Ancient words. Amen. Friends, the ancient words, are they not wonderful? Amen. These words go back to eternity. Right. You know, Moses spoke about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The prophet in our age came and just unveiled it before the beginning. Shush. Amen. And said, let me show you what happened before the beginning. Amen. I'll show you what happened in the Father's heart before the foundation of the world. Amen. What a wonderful thing God has given to us.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us grow. In this world, where we roam, ancient words will guide us home.
Ancient words,
ever true, changing me and changing you.
We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient word,
ancient word,
ancient word,
ever true. Changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of the faith, hand it down to this age.
Came to us through sacrifice.
Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world.
They resound with God's own heart.
Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words, ever true. Changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words, ever true.
Ever true.
Changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
What's the key? Coming with an open heart. Amen. Friends, if you esteem these words, God and His word are the same. Hallelujah. The word is God. Friends, the word can do tremendous Amen. Things. It's changing me and changing. You know where it changes us first? In the way we think. That's what transforms the way we look at one another, the way that we look at ourselves, the way we look at Him. Some people think of God with a Catholic way. That is this God of thunder at Mount Sinai who's got a big stick and he's just waiting for them this week to make a mistake and they're in trouble. That's not what the word reveals of him. The prophet says, I used to think that God was angry with me and Jesus loved me until I came to find out that Jesus is the very heart of God. Amen. He's the fullness of the attributes of God. Friends, what a wonderful God he is reflected in Jesus Christ. Let's sing a faster song there. Let's sing a song again. The original life. The original seed. That's what we believe.
The original seed. The original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
Is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original word, the original seed. God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are. In what we are raised up for, praise the Lord for the original life.
Hallelujah.
The original life. Oh, the original seed. The original word. It's what I believe.
What I believe. What I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
Seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today, this is what the scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed, perfect, without sin.
Yes, we are
the anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life.
Hallelujah!
The original life, the original seed, the original word.
believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original light, the original sin. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original light.
Hallelujah!
The original light, the original seed, the original word. It's what I believe.
What I believe. What I believe.
The Son of Man,
the Son of Man
is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original light, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days soon will be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God, who's the original light, the original light, the original sin, the original word. It's what I believe.
What I believe. What I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man
is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original light. The original seed.
Let's bow our heads, saints. We just ask Brother David, that doesn't mind, to come and close us in a word of prayer. If anybody has a need before the Lord, let's unite our faith together.
Amen.
Put your need before the Lord, even at this time. He said, "With two of you agree on anything, let's agree." He's good, as the song said, He's good all the time.
Amen.
And how faithful He's been to answer prayer. Recently, He's answered so many prayers. I'm sure it's been the same with you.
Amen.
He's near. I really do believe if you just put your faith before Him, Amen. And it's in accordance with His will, He'll do it for you.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, how thankful we are, Father God, for the original seed, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, even your word, we're thankful for thee, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, we're thankful for your loving kindness, which, Lord, we couldn't find words enough, Lord, to describe how much we do appreciate what you've done for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, where once when, Lord, we thought we were your enemy.
Amen.
Lord, predestination, the word of predestination was frightening unto us. But, oh Lord, how when you brought us to the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
Father, when we realize who we really are. Oh, what a blessing it is, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and we're so thankful, Lord. Father, that we not having chose thee, but you chose us first,
amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Father, that our lives, Lord, what a comfort, what a joy.
Amen.
To know, Father God, that we are in your plans, Lord. Father God, that the way we formed, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, everything about us, yes. You knew it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you predestinated to be that way,
yes,
oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, our heart's desire, Lord, is that as we walk, Lord, this path down here, Father, we draw close to thee.
Amen.
Father God, that even as our Savior, our big brother Christ would say, Lord, that what the Father do, I do hitherto.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Our desire, Lord.
Yes,
not to
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Make a name for ourselves, not to walk in our own way, Lord, or to in our own pride or conceit, Lord.
Amen.
But Father, just in humility, that your Spirit would continue to guide and to lead us.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we're so thankful, Lord. We're thankful for your word which you brought unto us upon Amen. This day. Father, how we'd ask of thee again that, Lord, if there's any that it's not revealed unto,
Amen.
Father, may you reveal it, Lord, in its
yes,
reality.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes,
Lord. For Lord, revelation, Lord, brings about stimulation.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that we'll be stimulated to serve you, Lord, to appreciate Yes, Father God, to walk closer unto thee, O
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, to shun the ways of darkness, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to turn our back on Satan. So Lord, reveal your word, Lord, that it would have an impact, Lord, on our lives.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, it would not only be head knowledge, that we study it and know it in our mind, but, oh God, that it be real in our souls, Lord.
Amen. Yes,
that's
Lord.
Our desire.
Please,
help us, Lord, we're your sons and we're your daughters here today.
Amen.
You have no grandchildren, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
So help us each one, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you know our needs. You know the desires of your people. Father, there may be hands raised even now.
Yes, Lord.
Father, God, meet every need.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, even as we give thanks to you for your faithfulness, Lord.
Amen.
Father, even last week, the requests which we had here,
Amen.
Today we have thanksgiving, Father,
yes,
for your
Lord.
Mercies and grace.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to
Thank
bless
you,
us, Lord. Continue
Amen.
To guide and to lead us. Father God, even now, Father, as we, because of time constraint, have to leave, Lord, this house.
Amen.
But our desire, oh God, is that your Holy Spirit would accompany us, Lord.
Please, Lord.
That when we're in our homes, Lord, Father, we continue to fellowship around thee.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that parents and children alike, each one, Lord, would closer look, Lord, at our part, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, how we'd encourage and, Lord, urge our children, Lord, to positive and better things.
Hallelujah.
And, Lord, our children, Lord, how they'd look at the good examples, oh, Lord.
Amen.
Please grant grace and mercies, Father, because without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We're just
Amen.
Mere mortals, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But
Amen.
With you, Father God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And our desire always, Lord, is to better serve you.
Yes, Lord.
Help us along the way, Lord. Be with us this week, Father God, as we go, as we'll be in our workplaces and some
Amen.
At home, different things.
Yes.
Lord, our desire is that next week for communion.
Amen.
Father, as we present ourselves, Father God, Lord, that we be prayed up, Lord, that
Amen.
Each one would bring his lick of fire, oh Lord.
Please, Lord.
That, Lord, Father, your presence would be real, Father God.
Amen.
That where there'd be sicknesses, Lord, as a prophet told us, if communion taken in the right way, the
Hallelujah.
Healing can come about.
Yes, Lord.
Grant grace, grant
Amen.
Mercies, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father, for the hour is late, so we desire not to be casual
Amen.
Concerning the things of your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, dear Lord. Restore strength, Lord Jehovah God, even unto our pastor,
Please,
Lord. Be merciful to him continually,
Amen.
Father God. Even the brother who stood faithfully, Lord, Father,
Amen.
To interpret. Father God, grant grace and mercies. Even Amen. The song leader, oh God.
Amen.
Father,
yes.
we just look into thee for all these things. Please be with us now, Lord, as we go our separate ways, Lord. And we give thanks to thee in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless us.
455. I believe a good report. Hallelujah to the Lamb, I have passed the outer court. Oh, glory be to God, I am all on Jesus' side. On the altar sanctified, to the world and sin and died. Hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a priest and king to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb, by the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God, by the Spirit, power and light. I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pass the ribbon veil, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer veil. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Each one's God's light did conceal. Oh, glory be to God. By the power has brought me in. Through God's holiness so clean. Where there's death from self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil, where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm
within the holiest pale. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I am pastor in a veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of His blood. Now the Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pass the river veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I am living in the presence of the King.